My name is Jim Santella, the old Jim Santella.
The Buffalo Music Hall of Fame says Santella is a radio host known as the father of progressive radio.
I love the fact that they call me the father of progressive radio. It's an honor. It's something that I take a great deal of pride in having done, at least what the audience thinks that I should do. It's always been about the music.
It was here at WBFO where Santella began his radio career as a student broadcaster in the 1960s. He later moved on to a commercial radio station known as WYSL in Buffalo in 1969. Santella noted that he would always push the edges. He boldly walked off the air on April 24, 1972, at the then WPHD-FM in Buffalo, when a decision was made to cut back on the music library from 5,000 albums to just 500.
And I walked off the air. I gave them their due, I thought. I said, it's their station. They have the right to do whatever they want, but I also have a say in it as well, and maybe I'll see you down the road.
Lather was 30 years old today.
Santella recalls playing Jefferson Airplane's Lather as he was walking out. It was one of the many pieces of music that he admires and considers among his favorites. But even after he was fired for walking off the job, Santella noted that his path always led him to music and back to a radio studio.
And I am so lucky because every time that something bad went on, something good went on. I got fired after 4 months on the air. I go to Woodstock because I have time for it. I get back, they hire me at WPHD. That seemed to exemplify my life, always being in the right place at the right time.
Good evening. We're WGRQ-FM Buffalo, the new Q. My name is Jim Santella.
Santella's career thrived at 97 Rock, and in his later radio years, Santella returned to WBFO, where he settled in as one of the blues hosts. Santella retired from radio and blues hosting a year ago last November. He's also in the Buffalo Broadcasters Hall of Fame. Congratulations, Jim Santella. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
But that's all over.